According to the Minerals Council of Australia, there are more than 1,000 coal-fired power stations under construction around the world that are what is known as high-energy, low-emissions, or HELE plants. A large number of them are in developing countries, but one of the most advanced manufacturing nations in the world, Japan, has 45 on the drawing board. Tom O'Sullivan is a Tokyo-based energy analyst with Matthias Global.
You know, what they're talking about building here, you know, multiple gigawatts of new coal, or at least that's the plan, you know, which is a huge number. You know, I mean, Australia, I don't know what the nameplate capacity in Australia is. I think it's maybe 70 gigawatts. So it's kind of like building half of Australia's power generation capacity here.
Japan has not only ratified the Paris Climate Change Agreement, it has committed to reducing its carbon emissions by 26% in 2030. But it hasn't made any moves to implement one of the agreed best ways to reduce emissions, a price on carbon.
To not build those coal power plants, no significant, like $35 or $40 cost per tonne of carbon. We don't have that in the Japanese market.
In 2016 alone, Japan installed US $36 billion worth of commercial solar energy, and there's much more planned. But Tom O'Sullivan says it's still a country that needs to import more than 96% of all its energy resources.
Japan's also trying to diversify its fuel sources. So, you know, they don't want to be too reliant on any one market. You know, I think the concerns as well could be around South China Sea. So, you know, to get coal and gas out of Australia, you've got to traverse South China Sea. So as things kind of heat up there, that could be also a consideration that the Japanese might be taking into account.
Did you expect coal to still be a main source of power in the 21st century and, you know, heading into the 2020s?
I think in the first half of this century, I would think, Babs, it would have to be. I think these guys are not going to go ahead and invest, make these large capital investments unless they have a 30-year depreciation period, you know. So you could see it running through until 2050. So if they're building these power plants now, then you would expect them to be still on the books by the end of 2050. So I would say the first half of the century, yes. You know, then, of course, you're into the discussions around the Paris Agreement, where we're supposed to be heading into kind of peak carbon emissions by 2050, or heading in the negative direction maybe by then.
The coal-fired power plants on the drawing board in Japan will be high emissions, low energy. These HELE plants are also known as supercritical power stations. Industry and the Australian government have recently claimed they can reduce emissions by half. Research Director of Low Emissions Technology at the CSIRO, David Harris, says it's not quite as straightforward as that.
What they are is really a reference to a broad range of technologies which raise efficiency of generation, and hence, because if you raise efficiency, you reduce emissions in proportion to that, above the technologies with which we're currently familiar. So the supercritical, and you'll hear talk of ultra-supercritical combustion technologies, which use the same steam cycle that we currently have in our combustion systems in our current subcritical power station, but they increase the temperature and pressure of the steam, not of the coal and not of the combustion side, but of the steam. That gives you an opportunity for a higher efficiency steam cycle. Raising the temperature and the pressure of the steam allows you to run a higher efficiency steam cycle. That's really as simple as it is. The advanced coal technologies convert coal to gas, for example, and allow you to use that high efficiency cycle with coal. Instead of just with natural gas. That's a step change in efficiency and a step change in approach for high efficiency, low emissions coal.
There's a lot of figures bandied about mm-hmm. for the high efficiency, low emissions, how much they will reduce emissions. From what you're telling me, it's not just one figure. They're very different.
Yeah, the emissions obviously will reduce as you increase efficiency. The average global efficiency for power plants now is probably less than about 34%. If we could raise that average to around about 40%, that's equivalent to something like 2 gigatons globally of CO2 per year, which is, you know, about the entire emissions from India in 2014 or thereabouts. So it's a massive saving. So increasing efficiency, even 1 or 2 percentage points, can save you 2 or 3 percentage points of CO2 emissions.
What of the claims that we're hearing a lot that it can save up to 50% of emissions on per power station of CO2 emissions?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure where the numbers would come from, and that would depend on what you started with before you changed it to a higher efficiency plant. Obviously, if your initial plant was very low efficiency of 20% or something, and you move to a 40-plus percent, then you're going to get a bigger savings than if you started with a 35% efficient plant and moved to a 40% plant. So it depends where you start and where you come from.